And good morning, listeners, and welcome to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM. This Monday, the 6th of July, sports headlines, the Herald Sun in Melbourne. In tennis, Naomi Osaka stuns world number one Aryanka Sabalenka. And as we know, that was a wonderful win by Naomi. But Novak Djokovic made history at Wimbledon also by breaking Roger Federer's singles match record. Daily Telegraph in Sydney. In cricket, will the Aussie women fire ominous warning after romping to World Cup glory victory in the T20, with captain Sophie Molyneux saying that that they haven't come close to the ceiling as yet. Wonder what she means. Career Mail in Brisbane, NRL. Well, they're saying that the Broncos need to axe two grand final stars to avoid total humiliation, and they still have a mathematical chance of playing finals, but coach Michael Maguire must gamble on five changes to avoid the ultimate humiliation, and it starts with himself. Interesting. Rugby Union International Test Series opener on Saturday night in Sydney saw Ireland come from 12 points down to defeat the Wallabies 33-31, with 10 tries being scored across the match. And the Wallabies, they'll now play France in Brisbane next Saturday in Game 2 of the Nations Championship. Queensland Reds women's team, they defeated New South Wales 26-19 in their game, in the final game of the Super Rugby Women's Pacific, finished fourth, and they'll now play Fiji in 2 weeks' time. Lucy Thorpe, two tries for the Reds in that win. In the Sunshine Coast Rugby Union, men's A-grade, Caloundra defeated Noosa, Maroochydore defeated Uni, and Brothers 26 defeated Caboolture 12. Jack Buckley, three tries for the Brothers. Congratulations to Lily Young from the Caboolture Rugby Union. She's been selected in the Queensland Country Rugby Union Under 14 Girls Program, as has Kobe Pirrott and Oscar Hutchinson. They're in the Queensland Rugby Union Under 14 Boys Program. And big day at Caboolture Rugby Union today with the 2026 City versus Country matches for the 13s, 14s and boys and girls. Plenty of action down there and well underway right now. In football, the round ball game, well, the Men's World Cup, bad luck for the Socceroos in Dallas, losing to Mexico in a penalty shootout on Saturday morning our time. Scores were locked at 1-1, but Mexico progressed to the round of 16 with a 4-2 win on penalties. They'll now take on England and Mexico in Mexico City. In the Australia Cup, well, the round of 32 has been determined. Those games will be played on the 14th to the 30th of July, and looking forward to those as we progress closer to the draw. In Football Queensland Premier League Men's Division 1, Caboolture Sports, well, they lost to their local derby there, the Sunshine Coast Wanderers 2-1 last Friday at Moreton Bay. And in the Women's Division 1, Caboolture 5 defeated Logan 1, Northlake 6 defeated Moreton City 0, Tara Thomas 2 goals for Northlakes. Caboolture top of the ladder on 29 points, Northlakes second on 25. In cricket, as we mentioned, the Women's T20 World Cup final, Aussies defeated England by 7 wickets last night our time at Lord's to claim their 7th T20 World Cup crown. Beth Mooney, player of the final, she scored 64 off 49 as the Aussies chased a record total after England scored 4 for 150. In netball, the Super Netball Grand Final on Saturday in Melbourne, an easy win by the Adelaide Thunderbirds. They defeated the Melbourne Vixen 61-40 to clinch their third premiership title in 4 years. Player of the match was Latana Wilson. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more here on Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. Listeners, welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup here on 101.5 FM on this Monday, the 6th of July. And just continuing with netball, in the Queensland Premier Netball Round 5, Moreton Bay, they defeated the Wildcats 66-50, and the Sharks, they defeated the Sunshine Coast Thunder 71-64. And good luck to all the 12 to 14-year-olds who are at the junior state-age netball titles. They started yesterday on the Gold Coast. Australia's premier multi-sport event for deaf athletes started on Saturday at various Sunshine Coast venues. The 2026 Australian Deaf Games and feature up to 20 sports, including basketball, netball, futsal, indoor soccer, table tennis, pickleball and touch footy. There's over 1,200 athletes, officials and volunteers from across Australia and Pacific. They're all in action there on the Sunshine Coast. In basketball, well, the Australian Crocs, the under-17 men's team, boys team, they finished third in the World Championships there after beating Turkey in their match this morning, 76-69. The Australia Under-16 National Basketball Championships started yesterday in Bendigo, and good luck to the four Queensland boys and girls teams that are in action. And our own men's Boomers, they defeated Guam on Friday night in Game 1 of their World Cup qualifiers. They take on the Philippines tonight in Game 2 in Perth. And our women's team, the Opals, will take on China in Melbourne tomorrow and Thursday as they prepare for the Women's World Cup in Germany in September. And in the Queensland State League basketball, Men's Division 1, Moreton Bay finished first, the Sunshine Coast Phoenix 6th after the final round yesterday. And in the women's, Sunshine Coast Phoenix 2nd and Moreton Bay 8th. In motorsport, well, Charles Leclerc claimed his first British Grand Prix victory yesterday to win a dramatic and at times controversial race with George Russell 2nd and Lewis Hamilton 3rd at the prestigious Silverstone course. Our own Oscar Piastri finished 11th, next the Belgian Grand Prix on the 19th of July. And of course next week, all roads lead to Townsville with the supercar. The Townsville 500 starts on Friday. Brock Feeney leads the championship table by 15 points from Matthew Payne. In the AFL, well, the Lions. Brisbane Lions are back to fourth spot after defeating Geelong 123-101 on Thursday night in Geelong. And that was sparked by an 8-goal opening term. So Will Ashcroft had another fantastic game, and they play Essendon at the Gabba next Sunday. Not so much the same for the Gold Coast. They lost to Collingwood 104-98, and they've slipped to 14th on the ladder. Ouch. In tennis at Wimbledon, well, tonight, our last remaining Aussie, Alex de Minaur, will take on Italian Flavio Cabelli. And that'll be his fourth round match, looking to advance to the quarterfinals. It's Alex's fourth time in 5 years that he's made the last 16 at Wimbledon. And there'll be a new crown title for the women's singles after reigning champion Igor Swiatek was defeated to 20-year-old Filipino Alexandra Ila. And of course, earlier this morning, Naomi Osaka defeated world number one Arianka Sabalenka, 6-2, 7-6. She's advanced to the quarterfinals. And good luck to the three Aussies in the junior Wimbledon. They should all perform well. They're into round two. And in cycling, the Tour de France is underway. 21 stages, 3,320 Ks, 23 teams, 184 riders. They started in Barcelona, and there's 11 Aussies in the Tour de France. And listeners, well done to the Brisbane Broncos NRL women's team. They got underway yesterday with round one with a 50-4 win against the Cowboys. Jesse Southwell, 5 goals in their 10 tries to 1 win. Listeners, have a great week. And as I said, listeners, we wish Alex de Minaur all the best in his match tonight. And of course, on a Wednesday night this week in Brisbane, State of Origin Game 3, the decider. Let's see how Dolphins' Jack Bostock will go in his debut for New South Wales on the wing, while Harry Grant holds the key with his scheming dummy half work for the Maroons. All we can say is, Queenslander! Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.